Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. With just 2 days before the U.S. presidential election, the major party candidates are campaigning almost nonstop. Democrat Hillary Clinton was at a rally in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, where she spoke about people who had been doing early voting.
They are standing up for a hopeful, inclusive vision of America. And I'm asking you to stand up for that same vision when you come out and vote on November the 8th. It's your turn, Philadelphia.
Pennsylvania is one of the so-called battleground states where Clinton and Republican Donald Trump are virtually tied. Trump spoke in Reno, Nevada, about Clinton's alleged use of her position when she was Secretary of State to do favors for donors to her husband's foundation.
There's virtually no doubt that FBI Director Comey and the great, great special agents of the FBI will be able to collect more than enough evidence to garner indictments against Hillary Clinton and her inner circle, despite her efforts to disparage them and to discredit them.
The election will be on Tuesday, and at last note, the voter survey aggregator Real Clear Politics put Clinton ahead of Trump by just under 3 percentage points. Turkish police used water cannon and tear gas on hundreds of protesters in Istanbul to disrupt a march in support of an opposition newspaper whose staff had earlier been arrested as part of an ongoing government crackdown. Prosecutors linked the arrest to a fugitive cleric suspected of orchestrating a failed coup attempt in July. This is VOA News. Iraqi forces trying to encircle the embattled city of Mosul have driven Islamic State militants out of a key town just outside the city. Edward Uranian has the latest.
Government media reported the troops had entered at least 5 eastern districts of the city within the past 48 hours and that bitter fighting was continuing. Iraqi Commander General Sami Aridi told state media his forces are continuing to advance. He says his forces have moved into the Mosul districts of Zahra, Karama, and Tahrir and are trying to push farther into adjacent areas, but that the battle is still going on. On the western side of the Tigris River, which divides the city, satellite images reveal that Islamic State has created a no-man's land near a strategic former military base and outside the city's main airport. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
At least 10 bodies have been recovered from a rubber dinghy off the Libyan coast. 15 operations were conducted, rescuing some 2,100 migrants, almost twice as many as Friday when 1,200 people were rescued. Another 420 migrants, including 7 pregnant women and 78 minors, have been rescued earlier and were brought ashore in Sicily. Car bomb attack near the parliament building in Somalia's capital, Mogadishu, killed at least 3 people, wounded 6 others. The attack came as the first members of Somalia's upcoming national parliament were elected in the provincial capital of Puntland. No group has claimed responsibility for the blast, but it has been the hallmark of Al-Qaeda-affiliated group Al-Shabaab in the past. Also in the news, the United States military says the recent deadly clashes with Taliban insurgents in northern Afghanistan very likely harmed some civilians. The U.S. military spokesman in Afghanistan, General Charles Cleveland, says joint counterinsurgency airstrikes near the northern city of Kunduz were done to protect Americans and Afghan forces.
What we know is that we've had Afghans who have been martyred, we've had Afghans who were wounded, Afghan soldiers, and we've had American soldiers who were killed and American soldiers who were wounded.
Provincial authorities say at least 33 civilians were killed, half of them children. Spain says the leader of the once-feared Basque separatist group ETA has been arrested in southwestern France during a joint operation by French and Spanish security forces. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com and always on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.